Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. And now Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out special financing for qualified offers, or for qualified buyers on new Silverado 1500 trucks. Today is going to be a bit warmer, high of 62, low of 27, but you can expect a 50% chance of rain throughout the entire day, and then high winds toward the nighttime, so that'll be interesting. Then tomorrow, temperature drops. High expected to be 39 degrees tomorrow with a low of 24. It'll be clear, won't be raining, but it'll be cold. It's Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's bringing you into the day. We're going to talk about anything sports before Crowley and Doran do their thing, and they do it a little more, maybe aggressive is not the right word. They're just, you know, they got the energy. And they bring that immediately. Bringing the ruckus is something that has been talked about. That's what they do. They kind of like hit your heart. So I'm kind of the mellow voice that brings you into chaos, maybe. I don't know what they would describe their show as. But they do a good job. And so this is just my job, is to ease you into their energy with talk. So thanks for joining me this morning. Let's have a conversation. We just talked about Pittman's basketball. I don't think they're going to make the big tournament if they don't win out. And then they literally have to win the ACC tournament, in my opinion. That's really the standard they set for themselves. That's the hole that they've kind of dug themselves in. And then, you know, to get out of it and to, like, be seen really by the big national people or the algorithm, too, that decides that they've got to do something tangible, like winning a major championship, and that would be the major championship, the ACC tournament. So if you have any opinions on that, call me 412-928-9370. Otherwise, let's move on. We'll talk a little bit about where the Penguins sit now. They just won an overtime game yesterday against the Canucks. They played a team on the West Coast, which doesn't have any direct influence on any team in their conference or in division. But the Penguins, they are right now, 27-21 with 8 overtime losses. They've got 62 points, so a pretty significant jump. They've won their last couple games. They beat the Flyers. They beat the Canadiens. The last overtime game they lost, and would you look at that, don't look now. And I actually really haven't followed the schedule too much. I didn't put all those wins together, but they're on a 3-game winning streak. How about that? So that's exciting, and they've moved up to third now, or third from last, in the Metropolitan Division with those 62 points. They're not where the Columbus Blue Jackets are right now, which is seems like kind of a blessing. Columbus, 48 points. They're 19-28 with 10 overtime losses, so they're kind of down there. But now it's really coming into a crunch time battle. The New York Rangers separating themselves, along with the Carolina Hurricanes as well. They've been pretty good over the last few years, but Rangers with 81 points, the Hurricanes with 76 points. And then after that, really you've got five teams that are in the same cluster in the 60s. Flyers have 69 points, so the Penguins beating them the other day was, I think, crucial for the Flyers where they are and helping the Penguins gain some ground. Then you have the Devils with 64 points, Capitals with 63, and then the Penguins and Islanders both have 62 points. So it seems bleak based on where they are, but when you look at the points, I hate to say it, but like they've got a shot if they can make some noise down this stretch. They've still got a lot of games to go. Their last regular season game is April 17th. So, I mean, that's over a month away, a month and a half about they've got left in their season. Even more than a month and a half, actually. They've got, you know, a month and a half's worth of games, over a month and a half's worth of games. They play the Kraken tomorrow. I mean, if they win enough games, especially conference games, I mean, they're going to be in interesting shape. I don't want to give any false hope, but like, I mean, we're talking about how they might not make the playoffs and on the on the losing streak they were on about a month ago, it was looking bleak. But now that you take a step back, and, you know, we all say that we want our teams to, like, dismantle and rebuild, and we feel like we can endure losing. We learned this from the Steelers. When the Steelers had a shot and then eventually, you know, were in the playoffs, like the excitement of being in the playoffs beats like wanting to root for them not to make it. And I feel like I'm feeling the same way about the Penguins right now. But they can make it and lose in the first round, and I'll be disappointed, and I'll come in, you know, the next time that I'm on after that loss, that series loss, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm upset, and this stinks, and we need to tear it down, you know. But, like, while they're in it, like, if they have a shot, if they're in the race, that's exciting, and I'm not going to pretend that it's not. Part of me wishes that they were just, like, so bad that they would be forced to rebuild. I mean, Kyle Dubas is almost eligible for scrutiny. I think right now it's still a little too early to scrutinize him for how he's built the team. I mean, like we talked about before, nobody anticipated Erik Karlsson. His presence would hurt their power play. It just happened to go that way. But, like, so many of us were excited. I was excited. I'm sure many of you were out there were excited when they announced that they had acquired Erik Karlsson, you know, after the long negotiations, as it seemed. I almost didn't think it was going to happen last year when the talks were going down. But, like, the fact that it did, I think, excited a lot of people. And I don't think many would have anticipated that, again, his presence as a more strong and offensive type of defender, that his, you know, influence on the power play, I don't think anybody thought that it was going to suffer more based on his presence. But we're seeing the age now of the Penguins, which is the biggest, one of the biggest glaring problems I think that they have, is just they're aging too much and their stars are not quick enough to keep up, which is something that they'll have to address. And Kyle Dubas acknowledged that in a press conference last week. So it's all laid out there. And hopefully they can rebuild. I almost wish that they weren't, like, making a comeback now. But then again, I'm like, ah, you know what? They're in it. They're not out of it. They're still in the median area right now of where those teams are. So it's nothing here is impossible right now. So that's just something to look forward to. If they win enough games in the month and a half's worth that they have left, they'll be all right. And that's an interesting prospect to think about.